And welcome everybody to the Burger King Ranch Podcast, a podcast about family, life, Texas, sports, and whatever tickles our fancy. I'm your host, Ross Ramon, alongside Kyle Kupchinski and Brian Smith. We're the crew that keeps the ranch running, your heart's a-beating, and your brain's a-thinking. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Episode 54.
Glad you hit that button late.
Time. Did it on purpose. We're rolling in hot. Ranch hands, we're just giving you a warning. The Texas heat is heating up, but I think our angst and energy and vibes for this week, especially coming into the show, are hot for so many reasons.
Yeah. We are hot. We are whistling tonight. Whistling, you know that?
Yeah. Whistling like pigs.
Like pigs.
This show brought to you by...
Hey, they liked our photo on the gram one time.
That one time they liked us?
I put the piggyback in the snow whenever it was no power.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, dear ranch hands.
Well, who wouldn't love
all
that?
Four of you. There are no more people. By the way, we had 35 downloads last week.
No way.
That's a lot.
That's like almost as much as the first episode.
I know.
Yeah.
So the first people are listening like and talking and rolling their eyes.
100 downloads. Second episode, 10 downloads. Wait, what happened?
The stickers are working.
People are like, that's right. The stickers are working.
No. Can we address the fact that speaking of, we have at least one amazing ranch hand.
We have a couple.
Who made some cookies recently that were like, I mean, these are like world class cookies. Yeah, you put them on the gram. Yeah.
I put them on the gram.
We actually put them on the gram.
This was a repeat ranch hand.
Didn't we
talk about it last week?
And they were delicious.
They were pretty. And they were delicious. No, we didn't. We just got them.
I think they were. Yeah, I thought it was. This is recent.
It was coming in. Yeah, but it was coming to the weekend.
That was Friday. I sent the picture.
But exactly. I'm like, I feel like this is like a pro job. And I'm like, and like I sent it to my in-laws and they were like, this. Okay, hold on. How did you pay for that? I was like, no, it's a fan. Like, your mom doesn't count as a fan, Kyle. I'm like, oh, my mom's not listening to this show.
Yeah, she gave up on the first fucks. Sorry, Miss Kapchinski.
I'm so sorry.
I love you. Go ahead.
But they were like, wait, this is like an actual person that like listens to the show and they like it and they actually like made the thing. I was like, yeah, I know. And it's not even somebody I know. It's crazy.
I don't know her, but I like
and
her.
It was delicious as well.
It was. It was very good. Thank you very much for thinking of us. That is on the gram, our permanent gram, and we had it on the story. So that was great, man. But no, we were rolling in hot. We had some, you know, dad protection stuff going on where, you know, there's pretty much a sacred rule. Don't fuck with our kids, right? Like in any way, shape, or form. And we always want to protect our kids and... Hey, man, maybe somebody's a little irrational, but maybe somebody threatened to burn a coach's house down. I don't know.
I feel like a hypocrite.
That's always a fun way to come into somebody's house and be like, oh, well, burning somebody's house down. Cool. Do I need to leave and maybe I'll come back?
No.
No. And then
I put a bottle of whistle pig.
Do I need to go check my house? What did I do to wrong you?
I bring the bottle of whistle pig 10, the rack, clack, and I say, hey, boys, we're gonna get the fire started, but we're going to douse it with a little bit of talent juice.
Mm. Well, I mean, I had already started with the talent juice, so
I exacerbated your talent juice. I was your talent juice. I make your throat happy sometimes.
Every time I burp, there's a little bit of flame. it's uncomfortable.
You're welcome.
But don't worry, I'm now drinking Dale's beer. God, who's Dale?
Dale's beer.
Paul's beer is the family business. I haven't moved on since that because Paul hasn't visited us or graced us with any beer lately. I miss you, Paul.
Next, we need a six pack.
But it was delicious. I think we still have that 10-50 in the fridge. We got to go hit
no,
that.
No, you slammed that when you were drunk.
Oh, yeah, no.
During the show.
You shotgun that one, remember?
Forgot about that one.
So, yeah, we came in hot with that, but that's fine.
You
well know, and good.
Speaking of, you're talking about like kids doing things that drive you crazy.
Yeah.
I go to pick up my kid today at, he's doing football camp. And, you know, like yesterday I show up to go pick him up and he's like, Dad, I lost my water bottle. I'm like, oh, man, come on. Like, go find your water bottle. All right, we got it. Today I show up, he's carrying like everything that we gave him. He's carrying like his two water bottles, like gloves. And I'm like, where is your bag?
Yeah.
Like, how do you lose the thing that carries everything else, but you have everything else?
I gave you it to a little truly, homeless lady.
You're truly amazing. I want to be mad at you. I know you're tired.
His middle name's Kyle, right?
Yeah. It's not. I mean, I've at least learned the art of just take less with you and there's less to lose.
That's fair.
I mean, I walk out of your house every time. I'm like, keys.
Do you have your keys, Kyle? Do you have your keys?
Why won't my car start?
No, but I think it's good. Kids are good.
Kids are good.
Kids are great. And then they grow up and go to college. And apparently TCU said, hey, guys, we're done with the term freshman.
Yeah.
But no, the first one in the Big 12. So the first one for Texas. And we're like, hey, we're done with the term freshman. And I'm like, okay.
It would be TCU.
Whatever. I mean, you want to do that?
I would have thought it had been Baylor.
No way. they're very inclusive. They got all the letters.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing all really the good letters. At that. Okay. All of them. Like,
okay.
Those Baptists are like, nope.
Just drink in your coffee cup. Nobody will know.
It's just coffee.
What are you doing? Oh, just reading?
Blarp.
But now they're saying, like...
That's how you burp.
They're not calling them freshmen anymore. They're calling them...
Fresh people?
Fresh people.
No, it's first years, I think.
First years. Like they're going to fucking Hogwarts?
Yes, yeah, second years.
First years, come with me.
Oh, that is a thing, huh?
Yeah.
So they didn't invent that.
You'd be in the fucking Hufflepuff house.
But, I mean, there's a couple other names they could have gone with.
I think
he was.
He would be.
We've had this whole discussion.
You are a puff.
Yeah.
No, I was not. We had this. This is episode three.
Yeah, we're this is like a top five episode.
Yeah.
Or first five.
Top
first
five.
I don't know who was the top five.
There's no top
for
five.
For the new listeners.
Yeah, we all went and checked. I am not Hufflepuff. I'm like whatever the cool one is. Higginbotham or something. What are the houses?
He's the guy that sleeps with Hagrid. He runs with Hagrid.
That's it. You're not in a house at all.
You're in that cabin by the woods by that creepy guy.
You're in the custodial closet.
Kyle's Hagrid's entertainment that just talks all the time. Oh, hey, Mr. Hagrid, how you doing? That's a little squeaky.
You're going to the Book of Monsters, buddy.
God dang it.
You're going to live in the dark forest.
I don't want to be Hufflepuff.
All I'm saying
that
is fine.
So bad.
You're making a move. Are we making... No one else, I don't know if anybody is going to make this move. It's pissed a lot of people off. I don't care to go into it further than, but I'm just petitioning for if you're out with freshmen, then 13th grade has just been created. And
13th grade?
So they're 13th graders. Yeah. Like,
I'm a senior in high school. I'm going into 13th grade.
13th grade. Yeah. We're not talking about the ones that got held back either, y'all. That doesn't fucking count.
I'm paying a lot for 13th grade.
13th grade, geez. I had to pay. And the lunch is something I have to provide myself.
I mean, you can still be a sophomore, right? Sophomore is safe.
I guess.
And juniors? Or is that, I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
I don't ever know what's safe anymore.
Isn't that a size?
I don't know if we can get into this.
Large marge degrees.
But since we're going there, I was having a conversation with some people and I was like, hey, did you ever wonder how in Spanish, like if it's a room full of women, it's considered ellas, but then as soon as one man gets in the room, it becomes ellos. And I was like, oh God, Kyle, what have you done? not a good conversation.
Don't swelter my passion, Kyle. I just feel it up and yes, it turns into my room.
What you put one Ross in the room and then it becomes ellos.
Oh, exactly.
There's so much man in this room.
Everyone throw Ross.
I'm
so many Rosses.
I'm blutching right now.
I'm blutching.
But no, man, whatever. TCU, you do you. Here's the thing. We're in the process of hiring people, and it's that time for, interns to start showing up. And anyways, long story short, interns, sometimes they say, I've hired a couple of my interns, and they're amazing, amazing employees. I will say that. And some just don't work out. And and I had a situation, feedback from somebody who was newly graduated and asking for questions from somebody who has been in the business world for quite some time. And I thought it was a great, hey, yeah, you're asking questions and stuff. And well, what are you doing? How are you putting yourself out there? How's your resume? All this shit I don't want to be a mentor, but I'm just like, God damn it. I just need to make sure your bases are covered. And then they come out with this quip and it was with a straight face that this person said, and I quote, I'm doing everything I can. I just think the algorithms, they just don't want to hire me. They're suppressing me.
The algorithms.
I have no fucking idea.
The human resource, like, are we the robots are denying her applications?
This is something that happened. And
just
a
little bit. Just stand out?
Just to stand out. This one's a little thicker than the others. That's nice. No,
is this lime green?
Apparently,
this paper weighs five pounds.
Like LinkedIn and Indeeds and Monsters and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying that they're doing the blind roulette. Hey, I'm mass marketing myself. Great. Perfect. Well, good. And then the algorithms are against me. They're suppressing me. And I died a little inside. You know, remember George Carlin, the big old comedian that just, there was no word was off limits. And he's like, fuck it, God. In my head, Yeah, my inner
he was on Thomas the Train. Yep.
He was on Thomas
the Train.
Was he? He was Mr. Conductor.
No way.
Word.
I need to look that up. What? Holy shit. If so, like that's
Thomas, no!
No,
Thomas, you dumb motherfucker. Get away from the mountain.
I told you not to flip.
I told you, boys and girls, don't go there.
All yes, I'm sir, saying, Mr. Carlton.
My inner voice was just going off like, dude, you shake the shit out of him. And what it came down to, and I just said it very bluntly, I was like, your biggest problem is you're trying to go straight for the dream job. You're sure. Like, I'm fresh. I need that job, six figures, let's go. And I said, I looked at your resume outside of flipping VHS tapes.
Driving
and being a nanny.
Robbing VHS. Sorry, VCR.
I don't know what else you got. And here's your biggest thing. You don't need to worry about the right job. You need to worry about fucking experience, period.
Right.
And so no algorithm can say that, because if I gave you, if your fucking resume came to me,
Ross,
I would have burned it.
It's nice to have a scapegoat.
It's not.
I love you.
It's not wrong, because I've heard the same thing from other marketing resume experts.
Yeah.
And said the same thing, like, ooh, you need these buzzwords.
Synergy.
Yeah. Synergize. Emancipated the profit margin.
Kind of like, whoa, profit margin. Sign him up.
Kind of like the recruiter that won't leave me alone right now. But there's a...
I thirst to get your feedback.
Yeah.
So, now
elite general contractor.
Ooh, damn it.
I am in.
God,
that's like people with titles like lead brain. And that's supposed to be the CEO. First of all, if you're failing, if you're not hiring people smarter than you.
Who wants to work under the lead brain?
Right?
If somebody offered me a job and the job title was corporate mastermind, I think I'd probably take that job.
Do I get to wear a costume on Friday? That would be your only question before saying, sir, I am in.
Do I get a pointy hat?
And we're going to need you to wear cargo shorts. Yes.
Heelys are optional. I can see you doing it, Kyle.
I'm not a Heelys guy.
Pocket protector, cargo pants full of...
No, they're
pocket protector.
Whatever you put in cargo pants.
I don't know. What would you put in cargo pants?
Sometimes I would put peanuts in there because they're tasty snacks that keep well.
Are they in the bag or out of the bag? Because I'm trying to find out how big a piece of trash he is. So if you're have peanuts,
that just happened. Go on.
If you have peanuts in the side of you,
yeah.
Are they just like in the shell, free balling?
Yeah, in the shell.
They're free balling. They're not in a bag.
Free balling peanuts.
I'm just trying to think. I'm taking me back to the last time I went to I wore cargo pants. It was probably to a baseball game.
He's like walking through airport security. He's like, shuffle, sir. What's in your?
They would never check my pants.
Those are my peanuts. Yes. So back off.
Get your hand off my peanuts.
Did Meredith say, hey, bro, if you'd put peanuts in your pockets one more time and I find them in my shirts and my undies and stuff,
in my washing machine,
peanut shells.
I'm going to kill you.
From your fucking cargo pants. Sure.
They're roasted after the dryer.
When I was on the altar marrying my wife, which was a wonderful day.
You had peanuts in your butt?
She had a
frog pocket.
She had a covert op. Operating behind the scenes, burning all of my
prison wallet,
medium shirts, and cargo shorts.
And she burned your cargo shorts? I'm going to be real. I love cargo shorts. Let's not get it twisted.
And I might have had some jean shorts, too. That
ooh. I had,
but the cargo shorts, definitely that one.
Everything's making its way back.
She's like, hey, good news. Got you some new shorts. I'm like, but they don't have the pockets on the sides.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't carry near enough.
You're going to hold my purse enough.
Where am I going to put my peanuts?
You're going to hold my purse enough. You put your peanuts inside there, baby. And she drops the purse at Kyle's feet.
It's big enough for all
your... Fuck your couch,
all your nuts, Kyle. All your nuts will fit in my purse.
I'm trying to think what I put in my pockets aside from peanuts, but honestly, I can't think of anything.
So Kyle comes in tonight and he says, I was talking to one of a coworker and she was telling me she was having issues with her dog who she taught how to speak via iPad. And so he comes in with this nuclear fucking bomb of what the fuck and hits me with this. And I was like, wait, so you don't know this person. You're just the first time you talked to her. This person goes on to tell you that she has trained her dog how to communicate with her via iPad.
Yeah.
A la chimpanzee.
Like the movie Congo where the Amy, good gorilla.
Bad gorilla.
Yeah,
bad
that's gorilla. It. That's exactly.
Fuck you, Amy.
And then or like the dog from Up, and he's like, I love you, squirrel. But like, she's like, oh, my sister is a speech therapist. So she's like, hey, I got this crazy idea. Let's teach your dog how to talk. That's crazy. How would we do it? We'll give him an iPad and give him like little buttons. So in my mind, I'm picturing like, and this is like during the conversation, in my mind, I'm picturing like 20 different options. Like, I need to go to the bathroom. Like, hey, I'm really sorry I broke your vase. But like, there's two buttons that stand out to this dog. And they're like, I only need these two. And that is walk and treat.
Smart dog.
They're like, so the but speech
there's only two buttons on the iPad. Well,
but the thing is, like the
and they're both covered in peanut butter.
The iPad's not.
Ew.
So I just picture this dog like looking at all these different options, and it's like, nah, I got this. Treat, 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 treat. Walk me, walk me, walk me, walk me. And they're like, I don't know what's going on. It's like all he ever wants to do is say, walk me and treat. I'm like, why are you surprised by this?
This is how dogs take over the world.
And why are we talking about this in a business meeting?
I think that's awesome.
What, it was the best business meeting ever.
And I go to, but the first place I go to besides, God damn, you got some weird people, is,
yeah, right. Is,
I wonder what kind of dog it was. Like, what kind of dog was it?
There's so many questions I wanted to ask. And
you know what the dog in my mind when he was talking about that was
some majestic golden retriever.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking Doug.
I was thinking total golden retriever.
Yeah,
it was a weird day for dogs, though, man. Because like, I showed you this video of like, you know, you're talking about fucking dogs talking with a lot of peanut butter, apparently. But and then I go to this video of this lady saying, "I'm glad I seatbelt my dog." And it's this little dog. She's like pulled over on the side of the road in this, you know, unsuspecting car. And she walks over to the passenger door and she's talking like, my dog's always has a seatbelt on, blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, but hold on. Before you get there, seatbelts for dogs, that's not new. But what you're talking about is taking it to another level.
Well, I'm just saying the dog's hanging outside the fucking, like the dog's hanging outside of the passenger front window just like, you caught me.
literally, you caught me. The parachute did not deploy.
So as a dog owner, you could have made the seatbelt a little shorter so that said dog could not jump out of a window.
Here's the thing. So the seatbelts for dogs, they're harnesses, right? Yeah. The dog is in the fucking middle of the back seat.
Back seat, yeah. Yep.
Middle.
I'm just saying, I'll post it on the gram. Y'all are going to laugh your asses off because you're going to see this.
The dog had just straight shame on his face. But I can see you taking like Thatcher being like, you know what? You want to sit on top of the car? That's fine. and you know what? Thatcher would be the dog that like, at the end of like a perilous journey, it's still there. It's like,
you're talking about Thatcher. Fine. We're on the dog kick. One of my dear friends says, and I
not
quote,
Thatcher.
You know, Thatcher, you're old, but you have young eyes. And I'm like, don't fucking say
that. What does that mean?
Don't say that. He's like, he's going to be around for a while. I was like, don't say that. You're all talking about like Tonko, the broken leg. No, man, Thatcher's going on 12. He's
had
a great
life. As he's licking the middle of the coffee table.
Kind of going a little senile. I'm going to let him go to the other side of the prairie. I want him to go to the Rainbow Road.
Dad, this arsenic's awesome.
Yeah.
And I have more?
Hey, Ross, I just drank half your pool. That's cool, right? I'm just going to like wait till the middle of the night and then piss everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, this dog's running out of lives. Young
eyes. You got more antifreeze?
Young eyes.
Young eyes.
We looking at the same dog?
No, we're not.
Why don't you look at the bigger picture here, buddy? Move past the eyes.
It was funny. I don't know.
Smell his breath. That's not young.
I love it that y'all also came in, you know, tonight. That's right. Talking about
Scott. I love other people's dogs because then I don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting you a dog.
But all you need,
I'm going to find you one, Kyle. Dog.
Nope.
I'm going to stuff Tonka when he dies and bring him over.
Be like Rowdy. Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Keeps coming back.
No, Rowdy.
Y'all also came in tonight and y'all were talking about scar wounds and men's softball.
Men's softball. Hey,
men's softball.
Hey, we played in the beer league softball and I got blood on my knee.
The Cap Chunka Runkas.
Cap Chunka Runkas.
I've upgraded.
Good I should name. Write that down. That's a hell of a lot better than Crunkas.
Hey, you know
marketing,
what?
Marketing, baby. Cap Chunka Runkas.
Hey, we got a third of a team right here. We only need six more.
Jeez.
Seven to make it competitive.
That would be a lot. And I would have like a Donkey Kong looking logo.
Cap Chunka Runkas.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, let it be known.
Cap Chunka Runkas.
Sponsored by BKR.
There we go.
It's just, yeah. We're talking about it.
We're talking about the scars. And, you know, and I, like, so Brian come. I invite Brian to come out and play softball last night, and he comes. And
he wanted to win.
Hell yeah, you did.
We We wanted to win. We enjoy ourselves.
One for two is not bad.
If you would have said Brian was going, I'd be like, I want to go watch because I want to see the hate face that comes out of this man right before he hits a fucking softball.
I just
want to
say, when Brian is not, like, for those of the listeners who don't know, like, they have this image of Brian in his head as like a 6'5" giant. he's not, okay?
Yeah.
So Brian gets up to silky bat. Hair. And Brian's not a tall guy, but when Brian gets up to bat, Brian squats down to about half his own height.
Fucking
so
he's Jeff about like Bagwell.
He's about, yes, exactly. He's like he's about like 3 foot. His hands are like at his waist with the bat, if you can picture that. And so, you know, the pitcher, the first pitch he gets, he throws it probably like 3 feet over his head. I'm like, he's going to lay off this one. But does Brian lay off? No, sir. He needs to prove himself.
Did he hit it?
Actually, he did.
Nice.
He got on base. He did really well.
I didn't get a triple the first one, but yeah.
But the funny thing is something. He's got a small strike zone, but that doesn't faze him. That doesn't mean that he's not going to swing still, regardless.
So I swung at one, and when I whiff, and Kyle's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I was channeling your son.
Yeah, he's like making fun of my son. I'm like, you can't make fun of, you made the mistake. You don't get to make fun of my son. You don't get to like defer blame to me.
But what's awesome was that everybody thought it was hilarious because they knew
Caleb, and they're like, oh, I totally know. You're an idiot, Kyle. No, why? You don't even know this guy.
You don't, see, that's why you have to rename the team the Cap Chunkarunkas. Cap Crunkers are fucking disrespected.
No, I'm over the Crunkas now. The Cap Chunkarunkas. You know, they called him Brian 3, B3 for short. It was catchy.
Yeah.
Because there were three Brians on the team. But no, we're talking about scars. So the thing is,
I thought they put you on third, man, hot corner.
No, okay, so hold on. The coach is like, hey, you want to go play catcher? And he's like, oh, that's a dangerous position. He's like, are you serious?
You just stand back there.
I was like, seriously? You don't even have to, you can stand on the.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't need to explain myself on this. But we're talking about scars.
It was my surf football game.
Surf ball game.
This episode sponsored by Whistle Pig. Yeah.
Did we mention that already? But now we did.
No, now we're feeling now
watching,
the wave.
Now that I've watched softball and I participated, I'm good for catcher.
There you go.
Yeah.
Catcher's super easy.
For rec league.
For rec. Yeah, rec league. Those serious softball men's leagues, that's fucking scary, man.
It's not what you want to be around.
No, dude, those guys have anger issues.
Hey, Kyle's got a professional game tomorrow. We could go.
I say, are you going again? It's not professional. It's the competitive league.
What time is that?
That's where the dudes have way bigger muscles, and they like to just. How many home runs can we hit?
Do you squeeze into those size 32 jeans?
We're not talking about compression shorts again.
And I'm saying, do you get your jeans on from high school, Kyle, and put them on now and be like, look at those thighs.
Look at them thighs.
I pick asparagus with them thighs. Speaking of vegetables, we got to talk about vegan food.
There's a lot of ladies losing their lunch right now.
Absolutely. Like,
oh, man. I got the vipers. Kyle.
Woo! We got to build
ladies,
on this.
Ladies, I'm married, okay?
We got to build on this vegetarian kick. We had to make the transition to
there's
vegans.
There's a lot of inappropriate vegetarian movements right now.
I'm agreeing with you. Well, an inappropriate vegetarian vegan movement is having a vegan lobster dinner.
What you're referring to is it's like, okay, when you go like, you order like dino nuggets, you're like, it's not actual like a dinosaur.
The Texas
nuggets. They didn't kill a dinosaur and make a nugget out of it. They just made a nugget like out of like chicken beaks and
chicken ass
givers. Fine.
Or like the Jell-O mold that looks like a bunny. It's not a bunny.
It's not an actual bunny. But when you make a vegan lobster, so it may look like a lobster, which it doesn't even really look like a lobster.
They caught a tofu lobster.
And it's got like all the legs attached. And
what it looked like was one of those, do you remember back in the day? And we will post it on the gram. It's fucking gross. We do
we
not
better
condone
post this on the gram.
Oh, we will, because I'm going to post it tonight and I'll leave it on the permanent.
Let me post a note.
It jiggles. But do you remember back in the day had those little bitty pills that you put in water and they turn into like
a
sponge?
Yeah.
Some kid got a lot of those for his birthday this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, those are great. You're like, oh, I'm gonna take a bath now.
Yeah, you know, they get just stuck in the drain, motherfucker.
With your bath,
are we talking about these now? All right, I'm done.
We're not talking about
back to the lobster.
Grozies.
Sorry.
Wow, that went weird.
I'm done.
All I'm saying is like with this whole vegan movement.
I know what you're talking about, though.
It looks like it jiggles, like those little bitty.
Yeah.
you know, the monsters or things you put in water, like, oh, it's going to grow three times the size. Look at this robot.
Like when you like go to the when you go to the gift shop at Corpus Christi, got a Ninja like Turtle on the beach, like that. And you're like, let me get this like souvenir, like little lobster toy. It's like, it looks like that, except that it's like
gelatinous.
It's not like, you can't even put a word on it. Like, and it even has like the little like marbling that like makes it look like the like.
Somebody tie-dyed a vegan lobster, y'all.
It's like, oh my God, it tastes just like a lobster. You know why? Because it looks just like a lobster, except that if you've ever eaten a real lobster, it doesn't have the freaking legs on it.
If anybody's a vegan, and it's like a whole lobster. Show, I doubt they would have gotten this far, but if so, I will gladly, BKR, will gladly buy you this dinner. Just so you can eat it. Just so we can understand.
We're talking to you, Carmen.
We have a real vegan fan who's
she's
legit.
Vegan? She's not
yes,
vegan.
We just had this conversation.
She's a vegetarian. Fuck you, Kyle.
She'll eat eggs.
Oh. She'll eat eggs.
And cheese.
Oh. Yeah. And butter?
She's a fun and vegetarian. Butter. It's that one time you just dip a little lettuce in some beef juice. That's how you convert them.
So I was talking to her today and she was like, yeah, you know, I'm like an anti-vegetable vegetarian. And I was like, oh,
that's the
so
problem.
You're a toddler.
So, so you're chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese, huh?
Do you eat
not chicken nuggets?
No, but then food? Like on the same token, I got to bring this nuggets. Up. I'm like, well, I know. Well, that's what toddlers eat. I'm walking by HEB and like, I did like a little, the whole like neck snap, like, and like, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, is that what I think it is? Yes, it is.
Were you
massaging it is a hot dog, like let me back up. That is a carrot masquerading as a hot dog.
Ooh.
It's got grill marks on it. And it's like,
nice.
Hot dog, carrot, veggie carrot. I don't even know what the name was
what
now.
What section was it in?
It was in like when you first walk in the little produce section where they have like the guacamole and the pico and all the like different things.
Wow.
Fuck
and,
you, HEB.
And it's
that
like,
was
doing.
That's
it's like,
prime real
it's
estate
like,
there,
like,
buddy.
No, no. Right? Carrot dogs. And, but there's multiple flavors. And it's got the grill marks
carrot
on it.
Dogs
and I'm like,
paid big for that
it's
spot.
It's got grill marks on it. It must be good.
Did you buy it?
I was a little tempted.
Oh my God, he did.
No,
didn't
I didn't.
He?
I didn't buy it. I swear. I didn't buy it.
If it was asparagus, maybe.
Well, yeah, but obviously, but I have my own asparagus. I don't need to buy asparagus because I'm asparagus rich.
I can case my own asparagus.
But the point is, what I want to say to everyone is, why?
I don't know, man.
Carrot dogs?
Carrot dogs.
Who's so desperate for a hot dog?
I don't know.
That they need a carrot?
Because some people just want to be cool.
I'm desperate for a shot. Are you desperate
for
a shot?
I'm desperate for a shot. You know what? I'm whistling for a shot.
Let's go, boys.
And, we just went right back to the beginning.
God. You know what? This is Brian Smith with Kyle Kapczynski and Ross Ramon. And we are
the Burger King Ranch.
Yes, I'm upset. SEC, baby.
Hey, I caught that grand slam, though, that didn't
happen.
That's another story.
Yeah.
Boo.
Next time.
Rocky Top.
Baseball.